You know, today, I don't know if you know this or not, but today is National Pie Day.
Oh, and Soupy Sales is dead.
So we pulled up to this diner where people told us that we could get some good pie. And I like pie.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. You like pie, too?
Uh-huh. Yeah, elect me so president, I like pie. Okay, so what's our favorite pie? They ask, I don't know, U.S. Americans what their favorite pie
Man, that's
was.
A
key lime for me.
You know, I had some pretty good pie last week.
I bet a lot of people did.
Yeah, that I didn't know that I would like.
What was it?
And that was that sweet potato praline pie.
Wasn't that good?
That was really pretty good stuff.
And you had to get a little bit of the little praline crust on top. Do we know who made those pies?
Well, yeah, that was Ben's Church, I believe.
Get out of here.
Yeah, see, they were selling pies. And he brought those up, you know, I guess as a sample or something like that.
Holy cow, man. Yeah. Those things were.
Yeah, they were.
Those things were awesome.
They may make some more here for Christmas time, but they brought up, I guess, pumpkin and and pecan and chocolate pecan, and again this sweet potato praline, which was just not bad.
Yeah, because sweet potato pie is not a very sweet pie.
No,
and for obvious reasons.
Yep.
But you know it was a sweet potato pie, but then right on top you had a praline crust on top, and it was good.
Pumpkin is number one.
Really? America's favorite pie?
I don't know.
Did they just ask this question last week?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Timing probably had something to do with that.
While people were eating pumpkin pie. So
what's
your favorite
pie? Yeah, if your wife just made it and she's across the table from you while you're being asked this, pumpkin. Yeah.
My wife's pumpkin pie.
63%. Apple comes in at 27. Pecan at 7.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, really, I know. Lemon meringue at 6. The aforementioned sweet tater at 5%. Then chocolate cream and coconut custard at 4% and 3%.
No key lime in there anywhere.
Nah, key lime's a little esoteric, I really think. There are a lot of places in the country they just don't have key lime pie.
Well, key lime pie is delicious.
For them. Yeah.
Now,
especially when you put a little rum in the whipped cream.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, yeah. You never had that?
No.
Really?
No.
He says. Really?
Have not.
No. Well, you need to, when you put the whipped cream on top, you need to mix a dash of rum.
Uh-huh.
In the whipped cream and put it on top of the key lime pie.
Do you put the lime in the coconut?
Yeah.
Put it on top?
Yeah. Now, used to be.
And put it all together?
You're going to start me dancing.
Yeah.
I like pie.
That's pretty annoying.
No, it's not pretty annoying. It's very annoying.
There's a place in Winnie, Texas called Bud Begg's.
I've been through Winnie.
Yeah, and Bud Begg's had red bean pie. And what they would do is they would take red beans and they'd mash them up and they'd put enough sugar in there, I guess, to probably give you diabetes right there. But, man, that was good. And that was the filling to the pie. They put it in a pie crust and eat it. And you thought you were eating pecan pie. Really tasted a whole lot like it. But, yeah, red bean pie. Had that like the first month I lived down in that part of the world because the people I work with said, you got to try that. So I don't know.
Scott said, do I have to?
Yeah, really. But I did. I went, it's pretty good. So there you go. Those are your pies. And once again, just remember, our president likes pie as well. So it should make us all feel closer together, shouldn't it? So you talked to Quinn Brackett about driving out there, huh? I thought Quinn was very, very diplomatic.
Well, you know, that's part of what you have to do is be diplomatic.
Cell phones. That bothers people. Folks are on cell phones as they drive. And then that people drive aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the reason they drive aggressively is because the Mozon in front of them is on the cell phone.
Yeah.
And they got to get around them so that they can get on to where they need to go because that's more important. And then part three is, of course, that we're just not as courteous. And the reason is because you're in the fire lane when I want to be there. Because I just need to let somebody out to go shop for a minute, and then,
are you aiming this
No,
at
I'm
someone?
Not.
Okay.
Yeah. But the last time I was in one of my grocery stores,
are you feeling guilty for some reason?
Well,
here's a lady who's, you know, in the fire lane. I go in and get what I need. I come back out. She's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't have been so bad if you went ahead and parked like everybody else. Rather than sit in the fire lane, because you were just there for a little while. But anyway.
Well, yeah. There was no fire.
No, that's right. Now, he didn't.
Anyway, go ahead.
That's all. But Quinn didn't mention tinted windows. That probably helps a lot to the anonymity. And again, we all just feel anonymous, right, when we get into our vehicles. You can't see us. Anything that happens inside the vehicle, you can't see us. So we're just going to go ahead and drive like we own the road because, after all, we paid for it.
Once again, it'll change your perspective if you drive with your windows down.
Yeah, that's true. Can do that this week, as a matter of fact. Weather looks pretty good.
A little chilly. Might be a little breezy.
But, yeah.
I'm seeing more and more people, it seems, on their cell phones when they're driving. I mean, really. I mean, it just seems to be it's a problem that's getting. And because of that, I've pretty much cut it out. I just don't do it. I have a hands-free device, but I don't even use that. But the thing that perplexes me is this texting, you know, while driving. And I'm not going to say that, is there anybody out there that thinks, you know, I think it's a really good idea to text while you drive?
Sure.
I
mean, is there a problem?
Well, no. I mean, seriously. I'm talking seriously. Is there anybody out there that thinks that that's good? Well, no, nobody in their right mind certainly does. So why, my question is, okay, we've done it in the school zones. Why is U.S. America not, or why isn't the state of Texas, why aren't they passing laws?
No.
No, why? Really, seriously.
Why are they not?
Why are they not passing laws for texting and driving?
Well, because
don't give me about this, you know, personal freedoms and all this kind of stuff, because that has nothing to do with it, because you might be killing me.
Go ahead.
It ain't like smoking in a restaurant.
Go ahead, Chase. Go ahead.
Okay,
I'm going to let him finish, because every time we try, he keeps going.
Okay.
So.
You done?
No, yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
It's not. It is unenforceable. If you just do
texting. There's a lot of traffic laws that are unenforceable. I mean, you're not supposed to drive with your shoes off, I don't think, you know, but there's a lot that are hard to enforce. I won't say unenforceable, but hard to enforce, yeah.
You would have to pass a ban not on texting. You would have to pass a ban on not even holding your cell phone. It would have to be a ban on all forms of phone use. You could not talk on your cell phone. You could not hold your cell phone. I mean, you would not be able to have your cell phone in your hands, because if you are an officer, look at it this way, Tom. If I'm driving and I've got my phone in my hand, and you pull me over thinking that I'm texting, what right do you have to take my personal property at that point?
Okay.
You need a warrant.
Okay. But wouldn't just passing the law cut down on it happening? Yes, it would.
Okay,
you are wrong. You are wrong,
Let me take a call. Hello.
Passing the law itself would cut down on the event itself.
Let's let the listeners call. Hello. Go ahead.
Golly.
Tom,
yes.
It's a matter of personal responsibility.
No.
If someone's going to be careless and cause an accident, let them pay the penalty. Why should we all...
No, wait. What? I'm not worried about them paying the penalty. I'm worried about me or my grandchild paying the penalty. That's what I'm worried about.
If you're willing to give up liberty for an illusion of safety, go right ahead. But don't try to impose it on the rest of us.
Yeah, I mean...
No. Oh, my gosh. No, the rest of us are the people that are coming the other way while you're coming at me while you're texting. That's the rest of us. The rest of us is me and my grandchild in the car. No. To heck with your personal liberties when you're putting my life at danger.
Hello?
it is not against the law to drive without your shoes on. That's
okay.
A myth.
That's true.
Right.
That is a myth.
Okay, bad example.
Yeah, that's right.
Bad example. But no, you're talking about you have no personal liberties when it comes to putting my life at risk.
Hello?
Hi, I've been on I-5 in California between San Diego and Los Angeles. And it's against the law there, and it doesn't make a bit of difference.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
Hello.
I mean, if
how do you know it doesn't make a bit of difference? How do you know how many people would be doing it if it was a law, and how many people wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't a law?
Let's take another
How do you
call.
Know it doesn't
let's
make a
take another
bit of difference?
They've got an easy solution. Easy solution. Tom, just start walking.
Get off the road. Hello?
To Tom, although I agree with his sentiment, there was a study that was released recently on three or four states that had passed a texting ban, and they found that accidents due to texting actually went up because the drivers were hiding it more.
Interesting. Yeah, and I guess you can find a...
And the argument that we have to consider as far as why not pass the law just to see if it reduces those who would honor the law, okay, which I believe is the spirit of Tom's argument.
Right.
If that is the case, and it's not to say that it might not have some impact, but if that was the case, then drunk driving problems would no longer exist.
Yeah. And I'm not.
Why do we have the law in school zones then if we don't have it other places?
Because you can't even. That's what I'm saying. It's not a text ban in school zones. You can't even have your cell phone out in a school zone. You cannot use it in any capacity in a school zone. And if that's what you're going to, if that is what you're after. That's the type of law that would have to be passed. That's the type of regulation that has to be passed. You can't even be, you know, even have the appearance of using your cell phone in a school zone.
Caller.
I think we all need to go back to CB radio.
Yeah. Caller.
breaker 1-9.
Caller.
Yes, sir. Also, you know, in all reality, even if they passed the law, would it be enforced? I mean, look at the noise ordinance they have with cars, and look at, you know, against the law to have kids in the back of the trucks, but...
Right.
You know, they're never enforced.
Thanks. Okay. All right. Think about this, Tom. How many times have you seen somebody run a red light and there's a policeman near enough by that you think that policeman could have gone and done something about that? And you get annoyed about it. How many kids, how many people, that's kids is not right, how many drivers?
But we have laws against running red lights, which I think makes people not run red lights.
Okay. How many?
More people not run red lights than would have if you didn't have a law.
How many drivers are breaking a law that you see that happen? They're breaking the law. Let's say that we have this law and they're breaking the law, and so what does that do but engender anger in you that law can't be enforced? Because where's a policeman when you really need them? And I have to believe the police officers really have a lot of things that they need to be taking care of. And as Chase says, it's just unenforceable. Let's take more calls. I hear what you're saying. It's just from a practical standpoint.
It doesn't
standpoint.
Matter that it's hard to enforce.
Hello?
First off, I disagree that it's unenforceable.
Yeah. Phone manufacturers are working on a feature that disables the texting feature on the phone if it's detected moving.
Uh-huh.
So I think the aim is to do that for the teenagers.
Well, what, if you're a passenger, then you won't be able to text? See?
Yep.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hey, I think we need to put breathalyzers and jamming devices in every car that's put out on the market.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I just want to let you know that the argument of let's protect the kids is used for everything. That's why you can't give Happy Meals in San Francisco anymore.
Hello.
Let you know.
Hello.
Yes. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Thank you. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience when you're being chased by the law enforcement people and hits your brother and kills him in a car wreck, that's not it's supposed to be enforceable yet. It doesn't change the situation. That's happened to me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Hello. Last call for right now. Hello.
Don't we already have a law against distracted driving?
Well, that's, you know, I was just about to say it earlier in the conversation. I believe that officers have the opportunity to use distracted driving if evidence is there at an accident to place blame. And therefore go on as far as the placing blame as far as accidents are concerned. We'll pick it up again. We just got to get going now. 7:26.